Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 21, 4 to 9. Numbers 21:4-9. They traveled from Mount Or along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. My theme for reflection is healing and redemption, from serpents to the Savior. Healing and redemption, from serpents to the Savior. Have you ever had those days where you feel absolutely drained, or perhaps a bit let down, thinking God is not listening or acting in the ways you hoped? Can you recall times when you were so frustrated with God? You almost spoke out against Him, forgetting the countless ways He has been good to you. In the wilderness, the Israelites went through both physical and spiritual battles. Their quickness to complain and lose patience with God reflects our own struggles and frustrations when faced with life's difficulties. The venomous snakes that came among them can be seen as symbols of their sins, leading to deadly consequences, just as our missteps can have serious spiritual repercussions today. My dear friends, when God instructed Moses to make a bronze snake and put it on a pole so that anyone who looked at it would be healed, He was setting the stage for the ultimate act of redemption through Jesus Christ. In the same way that the Israelites found healing by looking at the bronze snake, we find salvation and healing through Christ. Jesus Christ Himself made this connection clear in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, showing that just as the snake was lifted up in the wilderness, so too would the Son of Man be lifted up, offering eternal life to all who believe in Him. This story is a reminder of God's endless mercy and the transformative grace we can find in Jesus. It is a call to recognize our wrongdoings, turn back to God, and seek healing through faith in Christ's sacrifice for us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can you identify with the Israelites' impatience and dissatisfaction on your own spiritual path, particularly during this time of Lent? Number two, how can contemplating Jesus as the ultimate source of healing and redemption alter how you face life's serpents and challenges? Lord, in this season of Lent, guide us to meditate on the story of the bronze snake and see our own need for healing and redemption. Help us to look to Jesus raised on the cross as our pathway to salvation. Forgive our moments of impatience and frustration, and lead us back to your way of righteousness. May we come out of this Lenten period rejuvenated in spirit, with a deeper faith and a more passionate love for you and our neighbors. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.